Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Peace talks began in Doha today between the Afghan government and Taliban insurgents. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke at the ceremony, calling the talks historic. NPR's Jen Newman has more.
It's the start of negotiations designed to end nearly two decades of war. Diplomats and analysts say just getting them both to the table was an achievement, and reaching a peace agreement will not be easy. The opening of peace talks comes one day after the 19th anniversary of the September 11th attacks that triggered the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan.
To California now, nearly 15,000 firefighters continue to battle 28 major wildfires across the state. Brian Watt is with member station KQED. He reports that fire crews are making some headway.
California's Fire Protection Agency says better weather conditions have helped firefighters gain ground on the many wildfires that began 3 weeks ago. But poor air quality continues to plague many parts of the state, and the challenges are far from over. 24 new fires sparked on Thursday, and crews were able to contain most of them quickly. But wildfires have now scorched more than 3 million acres in the state. That's 26 times what burned in the same period last year. And it's only September. Some of California's most deadly and damaging fires in recent years occurred in October and November. For NPR News, I'm Brian Watt in Oakland.
Crews in Oregon also getting some help from the weather, but Oregon has become the latest focal point in the wildfires that are burning on the West Coast. Hundreds of thousands remain under evacuation orders, and Governor Kate Brown says dozens of people are missing. A tropical depression has formed off the coast of South Florida. The storm is forecast to move into the Gulf of Mexico later today and is expected to become a tropical storm. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Paulette could become a hurricane today and drop up to 4 inches of rain on Bermuda, where a hurricane watch and a tropical storm warning are in effect. President Trump heads to Nevada today with plans for several campaign events in the potentially crucial swing state. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports on the president's Western campaign swing.
President Trump is moving ahead with two planned rallies in Nevada after his campaign was forced to switch locations due to coronavirus concerns. The campaign was supposed to hold events at airport hangars in Reno and Las Vegas, but local officials reportedly said the large gatherings would violate health regulations. Now the events will be held at the airport about an hour from Reno and at a manufacturing plant near Las Vegas. Nevada has prohibited gatherings of more than 50 people since May, based off of recommendations from the federal government. The Trump campaign accused Democrats of attempting to stop Trump from engaging with his supporters. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. A global network of parliamentarians is working to end infectious diseases, including COVID-19. Congresswoman Donna Shalala addressed the group's online summit this week. And the former Health and Human Services Secretary warned about the effects of an anti-science virus in public discourse. Allison Roberts reports from Lisbon.
Donna Shalala told the Unite Network summit that the pandemic had shown high-quality healthcare is not enough. She says leadership and equitable distribution of resources are critical.
We will not survive, no matter how wealthy we are, without linking arms and understanding that we're all in this together.
She warned that the, quote, anti-science virus in the U.S. and elsewhere will haunt us for decades. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus welcomed the commitment to UN development goals. UNITE President Portuguese Deputy Ricardo Baptista Leite said the goals can help push forward the solidarity shown in the response to COVID. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
The influential Jamaican musician Toots Hilbert has died. Hibbert was a front man for the reggae band Toots and the Maytals, whose 5446, That Was My Number, was one of the first reggae songs to receive widespread attention outside Jamaica. The song is said to describe Hibbert's time in prison on a marijuana charge. Toots Hibbert was 77. His family announced his death last night but did not give a cause. The BBC says he was taken to a hospital in Kingston recently with symptoms resembling COVID-19. This is NPR.